The Skeet Community Center was packed with people eager to show their support for keeping their fire station open. Thursday evening's crowd for a city public consultation session spilled into the parking lot. Parked vehicles lining Skeet Road, dozens of vehicles deep in each direction and on both sides. "It's exactly what we expected," community advocate Nicole Everest told Sudbury.com. "This community has been very much a tight-knit community, and we really volunteer a lot, and we value our firefighters here in Skeet." Among those holding protest signs was Huguette Blechta, who has lived in Skeet since 1983 and said local fire services were much better back in the day. "We knew for sure that if there was ever a call for smoke, volunteers were there," she said, adding that keeping the fire hall is very important. 20-year Skeet resident Arlene Mann told Sudbury.com it takes too long for members from other fire stations to reach Skeet, which becomes particularly worrisome in the summer months, when the area's population explodes with people visiting Lake Wanapitai. "This is a beautiful, wonderful place to live, and we love our community, and we need our services," she said as people walked past her on their way to the Skeet Community Hall. "I just love Skeet, and I love seeing all the people out here doing what we have to do." As one of several proposed changes to the city's emergency services infrastructure, the Skeet station is slated to be consolidated with Falconbridge into a new ideal site in Garson. Skeet residents have already submitted a 417-name petition to City Council in an attempt to save their fire station, which Ward 7 Count. Natalie Labbe presented to her colleagues earlier this year. The Skeet station has been closed since early 2022, when a vehicle badly damaged the building by backing into a pillar located between its two garages. Even before the Skeet station's closure, volunteer fire crews from Garson, and in some cases career staff from New Sudbury, were stepping up to serve the area. At least 5 members are required per call-out, and the Skeet station hasn't had enough members in years. An average of 1 Skeet member has shown up for call-outs in recent years, and the station has averaged 6 members to draw from in the past decade. Membership currently sits at 1. Although low volunteerism has relegated the station to near redundancy in recent years, many of the area residents who attended Thursday's meeting don't believe this should be the case. Carmen Cunto, a Skeet resident for more than 40 years, said the high turnout at Thursday's meeting is indicative of widespread community support for the station. "A group of volunteers reaffirmed this notion in recent weeks by banding together to pull together a list of 16 prospective volunteer firefighters." Despite this effort, resident Mark Lamoth cautions that current training requirements for volunteer firefighters are likely to bring the number down. Formerly a volunteer firefighter on Manitoulin Island, he said the prerequisites are too high, and that he'd be ineligible due to the city's minimum physical requirements. "The city used to require a minimum of 40 hours of training, but a new provincial standard will require a minimum of 220 hours of training, which has a set compliance date of July 1, 2026. During a Greater Sudbury-wide recruitment drive in 2021, the city saw 64 volunteer firefighters join the municipality's ranks. There were 213 applicants, of whom 147 went forward with physical assessment testing. The majority of those to drop off at this stage did so because they did not reside in the response area. With more dropping off at each step, 90 proceeded to the interview process, 72 came forward for the mandatory 40 hours of training, and 64 were hired. With a success rate this low, Labbe said the city has failed. We're not giving them the proper tools to succeed, she told Sudbury.com outside of the Skeet Community Center, adding that she's afraid the consolidation of several fire halls will result in even more volunteer firefighters quitting. We're not in a position where we can lose any more, because we're already behind the eight ball in the amount of volunteers we need. The number of volunteer firefighters in Greater Sudbury has dropped by 38.6% over the past decade, and follows a downward trend seen across North America. Greater Sudbury Fire Services formed a recruitment committee a couple years ago consisting of management, volunteers, and union representation, Chief Joseph Nichols told Sudbury.com at the Skeed Community Center, between meetings with concerned residents. "We always look at our process," he said, adding that each year's recruitment effort begins with a review of their processes. The city's newly hired deputy fire chief, Nathan Milan, will be heading the effort this year. The Skeed station was built in 1979, and a 2018 estimate noted its replacement cost would be $598,000. Its estimated 10-year capital repair requirement is $1.15 million. The station's 5-year average incident response is 7 per year, during which the number of Skeed station member attendants has been 1. The Skeed area's 90th percentile response time has been 21 minutes and 12 seconds. In its current state, with other stations already responding to calls in the Skeed area, the Fire Underwriters Survey ranks the area as a 5 in the dwelling protection grade, which is the lowest it can rank. The area is classified as unprotected. Nichols clarified that this is one of a handful of factors insurance companies use to determine insurance rates, and that he can't estimate to what degree the impact might be. Labe said a presentation will be made at a future city council meeting highlighting how homeowners might be affected by proposed changes in fire services. In the event city council were to retain and repair the Skeed station, and they were able to sustain enough volunteer firefighters to begin responding to calls again, Nichols said the area's dwelling protection grade could theoretically improve. Although community volunteers have compiled a list of 16 prospective volunteers, Nichols said they've been spurred to action by the potential closure of a fire hall, and it remains to be seen whether they follow through. "We are committed to continuing to recruit," Nichols said, adding that regardless of what city council members end up deciding, they will continue looking for and training volunteers. On Thursday evening, an emergency services consultation meeting also took place in Coniston, whose station is slated to be consolidated with Wanapite at a new Ideal site. A meeting has already been held regarding proposed changes to the Minnow Lake station. The following are the remaining public consultation sessions: Wednesday, April 26, Beaver Lake, Beaver Lake Emergency Services Station, 7535 Highway 17, 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday, April 27, Falconbridge, Falconbridge Emergency Services Station, 21 Edison Road, Falconbridge, 5 to 7 p.m. Hanmer, Hanmer Emergency Services Station, 4680 LaFontaine Street, Hanmer, 5 to 7 p.m. Wednesday, May 3, Wanapite, Wanapite Emergency Services Station, 162 Hill Street, Wanapite, 5 to 7 p.m. Monday, May 8, Val Karen, Val Karen Emergency Services Station, 3064 Leduc Street, Val Karen, 6 to 8 p.m. Vermilion Lake, Dowling Leisure Center, Boardroom, 79 Main Street West, Dowling, 5 to 7 p.m. Wednesday, May 10, Copper Cliff, Copper Cliff Emergency Services Station, 35 Godfrey Drive, Copper Cliff, 5 to 7 p.m. Wednesday, May 17, Waters, Lively, Waters Emergency Services Station, 25 Black Lake Road, Lively, 5 to 7 p.m. Alongside in-person public meetings, the city set up an online information page and survey for people to fill out online, which is available by clicking here. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.